Question again?
If the current design for the new boat harbor were out to vote in a referendum, would you vote to proceed with the plan or halt it?
Right now, I would vote to halt the current plan, but I would very much vote yes for a public vote on continuing with it if, you know, if that's what people wanted to do. And I like the idea of Tom's voting on the five elements. I think that's been tricky and get a feel for it. But I think ultimately, if it comes to a no vote on this design, I'm all for the harbor expansion and using that $20 million and maybe a little more to get us a really good harbor. And I would be for putting it in the public process in the correct way and running through the Planning Commission and having the proper hearings and getting the kind of harbor that Haines is proud of, that our community wants, and I believe Ryan needs. But I think it has to go back to the drawing board on this.
Thank you.
Everybody needs it.
Okay, so the next question, we're going to start with Diana. Where am I here? Okay, should the Assembly be talking about the potential development of the Palmer project right now? If so, in what capacity?
Sure, they can talk about the potential of the Palmer project. I like to talk about the potential of my budget next year to start doing things, to start creating a mindset about the Palmer project, which would be Constantine. It's too early. They're still in the exploration phase. If it goes, it will have the potential of having a lot of benefit to this town that many of us aren't even aware of, because I don't have that crystal ball, and I don't think any of you do either. Their mining right now is totally different than it was 20, 30 years ago. And for full disclosure, I am a member of the Alaska State Mining Association, and I'm there to support it. I'm there primarily for education, because I think the information that comes to you as the community, you need to be educated.
Thank you. Ryan.
As a fisherman, it's a big project to me. I would love to see this project go for the jobs and everything else, but they need to look at to do it the right way and not harm any of the fish or any of the rivers. And right now, it's not even a mine. It's not even projected to be a mine. It's an exploration. They aren't even talking about a mine yet. But there's some things like just in the exploration stage that are sort of shady too, because they don't have to get some of the permits that tells you what kind of stuff they're using for their drill holes and what kind of chemicals they're using for that. And as a fisherman, that worries me to see just already what's going into the water. So there's a lot for everybody to learn. I think everybody needs to start asking questions.
Thank you, Ryan. Heather?
I actually don't think that the Assembly should be talking about the Palmer project at this point. I think the Assembly has a lot of business to do, and a lot of the meetings go 5 and 6 hours as it is, and talking about something that nobody's going to take any action on seems to be a waste of time. I think if there are issues with the Palmer project, say regarding planning or anything like that, then that should go through the Planning Commission and to take a look at that. But I don't think it's something that at this point the Assembly needs to take up, especially when there are a lot more pressing community issues.
Thank you, Heather.
There is no mine proposal. Ryan and Heather are right, so we don't need to talk about that. But what we should be talking about is that there are two mines south of here that employ hundreds of miners. Some of them work here, about 30 to 35. Those are good jobs. They pay $60,000 to $80,000. Why isn't the Haines Borough making it really easy for these guys? And I talked to Mike Carter, who works at Greens Creek. Some of these guys would love to live in Alaska. Why don't we go down there with posters and information about land they could buy here? These guys would love to run around the upper valley with their four-wheelers and go moose hunting and everything else. We could have the benefit of mining here without the acid rock mess. We could, if anybody was here in the 80s, you remember we had a sawmill that provided a lot of good jobs from 1987 to 1991. And the logs came from Petersburg, right? We weren't clear cutting, but we had 110 mill jobs here. We can do the same thing with Maya. Let's bring some of the miners, those $80,000 a year jobs, to Haynes.
Thank you, Tyler.
They already exist.
Judy?
Yeah, I kind of follow with these guys. It's not an issue for the borough right now. And like Heather said, if there's a land use or a issue, that goes to the Planning Commission. And I just, I'll wait till it comes up again. If there's anything, we can't really vote on it. The watershed is definitely the issue for me. I don't think I would ever vote to harm the watershed. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Thank you, Judy. Leonard?
No, I think this is really a state issue and not a borough issue. The state permitting process is already set in place. They have to work under those rules. I'm a pro-business person. I would like to see that mine here if it can be done without causing ill effects on the river and the salmon. But it still really belongs at the state level because that's where the laws are. We have no laws to govern mine. We have no expertise to deal with that.
Okay. Very good, thank you. Next question here is, it's kind of a long question, but Haynes is often described as not having a business-friendly community. How do you perceive the current business climate in Haynes, and what does having or creating an environment for the success of the private sector mean to you? Leonard?
Well, I think we just need the city to be open for business and ready to welcome people in. I see a lot has happened in the last 3 or 4 years. We've had a new hotel, brewery got moved over on Main Street. We have a fitness center that's open now that was, for years, people were pushing for the city to do that, and the private's done that. I think the borough just needs to get out of the way and say, yeah, come, we want you.
Very good. Judy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't perceive, I guess I'm perceiving it as not being friendly. I know I'm concerned some with the internet access. I know there's a potential for a lot of telecommuters and stuff, but they say they can't work here because of the internet and things. So maybe there's a possibility to get that fixed. I don't know. On Wednesdays, it is hard to do business. I've had businessmen say they can't use their little square cash register and stuff on cruise ship days, so they have to ask for cash, which, you know, a lot of people don't have cash. So that might be a way to make it a little more friendly. I don't know. I support all the local businesses. Heather's got a great idea to do another campaign, the local thing, and remind people that their sales tax do support things. I think that's a great idea.
Thanks, Judy. Tom?
Well, I agree with Judy, and I think that most business proposals here go forward without opposition. Look at Glenn Jacobson's boat, Bill Finley's hot tub factory. You can go down the line. I think the borough has done well to sell that property on Main Street to the brewery and to the hotel. I think where government rightly runs into problems is when one industry subtracts value from somewhere else. And those people whose values are being subtracted arguably come to the borough for redress. That's understandable. Some things I think the borough can do better. I think that we can increase the, there's a little advantage that local bidders get on jobs. I think 7% and scale. I think we can increase that. I know Stickler lost out on a local bid, and he was bidding against a guy who was getting all of his supplies from Home Depot. So let's increase that so we get more of that business at home. Also, let's buy our local supplies at home.
Thank you, Tom. Heather?
As a business owner, I haven't noticed that the borough isn't business friendly, I guess. I don't think Chip and Tom and the guys at LUTEC don't have a negative opinion of the borough in terms of their business, but basically the borough isn't involved in any of that. I think what, if there is that perception, what the borough needs to do is the things that they're supposed to do, like water and sewer. You know, we've got a brewery and a distillery, and we've had a little trouble with the water this summer, and that's fairly critical to those two industries. And the Lutec dock certainly is critical to all of us, and that's taken a back seat to other bigger projects. And I think that should be, you know, if you want to be business friendly, make sure the freight and the fuel can come in. The other thing I think the borough can do is have meeting times and lengths that are friendly to businesses. For instance, you know, the Ports and Harbor Committee meetings at 10 on Thursday mornings, for however many there have been, make it pretty difficult for somebody that's in business or even working to attend. Likewise, very late assembly meetings do the same thing.
Thank you, Heather. Ryan?
I think the internet is a big thing. Wednesdays, I've got cut off numerous times on phone calls, 3 times in a row, just keep calling back and won't go back yet. You know, Wednesdays when cruise ships in is bad. I mean, I think they're trying to work on that though. They're putting in a new line this next couple of weeks for that. I think a big thing, shipping cost. There's a lot that you hear people complaining about how much it costs to ship stuff here. And I think maybe the borough should look into trying to get more another shipping company in here and try to lower the price for that. That's one way to get businesses here. Always, I mean, business, I want jobs, you know, more businesses the better. Main Street's filling up finally, a little bit more. It was pretty bleak there for a while, boarded up buildings. That shop at home, that's a big thing. It costs a lot now to think about going on the ferry and going to Juneau and getting a hotel and everything else, to think about shopping at home.
Thanks, Ryan.
I hate to do this to you, but could you repeat the question?
Oh, sure, not a problem. Haynes is often described as not being business friendly. How do you perceive the current business climate in Haynes, and what does having or creating an environment for the success of the private sector mean to you?
It's interesting because I was just talking about this a couple days ago. I sit on an ad hoc committee. It's a mobile business, commercial businesses, and it appears that there are people that I sit on it with are pretty against food trailers and the scooter trailer. And so in talking to the owners of that scooter trailer, there's nothing more than he would love to be able to get into a permanent place. He doesn't have the money yet. All of his profits are going into the business plan of eventually getting a more brick and mortar place in order to do business. And I think that's something that we need to carry away from this topic, is that's giving someone who does not have the capital of getting into a brick and mortar place the step in the right direction of starting their own business.
Thank you, Diana. Okay, we'll move on, and we do have people out in the hallway, so if you can speak as loudly as you can so everyone can hear, that would be very appreciated. Judy, we'll start with you on this one. Do you support the borough funding an independent economic development corporation similar to those in Skagway and Juneau? Why or why not?
Sounds to me like what the chamber's doing. I really don't see another entity that the borough needs to support. We're $500,000 in the red. There's no money to support it.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Leonard. Diana?
I do. I have been privy to the idea that the chamber is trying to put forth in as far as investigating the Economic Development Corporation. And what you have to get the mindset, it's not going to go out and court business. What it does is it's a central place in order to help the existing businesses, in order to help our food cart people get in touch with funds, in order to help them grow into a business. It's very broad in the sense of bringing economic development into Haines. The final details, I don't know what those are going to be. I hope I'm around to read and see what the chamber is developing. I think it'll be a very exciting program. It's much like our lobbyist. We have money out there that there are communities in Southeast that would give their eye teeth for. Our lobbyist protects it.
Thank you, Diana. Ryan?
Could you repeat the question?
Do you support the borough funding an independent economic development corporation similar to those in Skagway and Juneau? Why or why not?
Yes, and I think they already used to have some money to help develop, help people develop and develop their businesses, but somehow it got worked back into the general fund or something. I also support the borough taking over, trying to take over and to make business that they can make money off of, like a boat haul out, like Skagway. Skagway caters to the fishermen more than Haines does. There's 40 or 50 Gilneters that get pulled out in Skagway every year, and they actually only two Gilneters live there. So, and we have a huge fishing community, and they don't even look. I know it's a private industry type of thing, but if private industry doesn't want to take it over, maybe the borough should look at something like that and also be able to make money off of it.
Thank you, Ryan. Heather?
I'm reluctant to have the borough get into any kind of private industry. I think if there's a commercial boatyard here, it should float or sink on its own merits. But and I don't really understand what you mean by the Economic Development Corporation. I'm with Judy. I'm not familiar with it. But in general, I guess I wouldn't like to see the borough have another department devoted to this. I think that the best thing the borough can do for economic development is support the stuff that the borough is supposed to be doing right now. You know, water, sewer, the docks, our streets, our maintenance, some beautification, and also the nonprofits really fall into that category when you look at, as Tom pointed out, the festivals, but also the amenities they provide that make it so people want to live here and will draw people here for businesses, whether they're or for services. You know, a doctor, for instance, looking at Haines might be happier to come if there's a good preschool and a library than another community.
Thank you, Heather. Tom?
It's an interesting idea. I think an economic development corporation might work best as a nonprofit. With our 1% tax for tourism and economic development, I believe there's about 100,000, 150,000 a year more that we bring in than we spend on tourism. The question is, what should we be doing with that money? That's the real question. And I think what we need to do is ask the existing successful businesses how we can help them. Paul Wheeler at the brewery, the people at the distillery, Bill Finley's hot tub company, Glenn Jacobson's boat. What can the borough do? You're already a success. Do you need a little bit more money? Can we establish a revolving loan fund? You know, what can we do? The fisherman, Ryan. And how can we help you grow your businesses to be bigger? You're already a success. We know you're making money. Maybe the brewery could have 5 workers. The hot tub company could have 20 workers. Let's push what we already have.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, we got a couple more minutes here, so we'll do the last question. So we'll start with Ryan. We'll do that way. What do you believe is the biggest hindrance to economic development, and how can we overcome that?
Sort of into that other question. I think shipping costs, really. Shipping and fuel. Everybody's got to drive around, they pay outrageous price for gas, they pay outrageous price to ship stuff here. I think those are two big things. If you want to try to bring a business into town, I've tried to start a small business, a trapping supply business, and just to order traps and to get them here was ridiculous. It really, there wasn't no way to ship anything like that. You'd have to buy thousands and thousands of traps just to make it feasible for the shipping cost, just because of the weight. And I think that is the hugest thing. I don't know why there's two companies in Juneau and there's two gas companies in Skagway, and well, Tom bring up one, there was in Wrangell, there was three banks and a credit union. I mean,
thanks, Ryan.
Ben?
Me? Amazon Prime. And it's directly related to Ryan's statement, shipping will eat you alive up here. But also our infrastructure, our internet service, our water and sewer, our old pipes, our infrastructure. That is my goal on this assembly, is to bring up our infrastructure, which will provide jobs to our local contractors. It's a domino effect, and you have to keep that all in perspective. Shipping is a huge deterrent for small businesses. Fuel is a huge deterrent. They're all connected, folks. We're all connected. It's terrible when you can go to Sitka and you're paying $1.25 less in gas per gallon than you are here. What are we going to do? I don't know. We have to do something. We need your input. We don't have all the answers. The assembly does not have all the answers.
Thank you, Diana. Leonard?
Could you repeat the question again?
Sure. What do you believe is the biggest hindrance to economic development, and how can we overcome that?
I think where we're at is the biggest hindrance to economic development, and that's what we live with. That's what we are. We're in Haynes. I mean, I hear a lot of stories about we need boat storage here, and they're going to Skagway, but if I had a gill netter, I'd take it to Skagway because they have less snow, they have more drier weather. And I have stored boats. I think just you have to live with what we have. We're not going to change a lot, and the borough is going to be able to do very little to change that. The very things that are hindrances are often things that also regulate how you do business, and you just have to accept what we have here.
Thank you. Judy?
Well, yeah, the remoteness is one thing. I think also I know the availability to medical is one thing that's concerning me. I know we just had a doctor close our office, which is concerning. I had talked to somebody, you know, being an older community, we need to maybe have better facilities. It seems like we have the retired population, and that's a good one, but the medical availability, shipping, affordable housing. I know with new people coming in, they can't really find a place that they can afford. So we're losing a lot of our homes to people with money coming from the outside that are just here for a couple weeks and stuff. So that concerns me. If you have a job, you need to have a place to live.
Biggest hindrance to economic development, I think all the points spoken so far are well taken. I think the real biggest hindrance to economic development is we never sit down as a community and talk about things. We get into this room when there's an election or a controversy. We can't continue to live that way. The state is going to cut $3 billion out of its budget. We're going to have to cut deeply. We're going to have to get together and treat each other as neighbors and figure out what our future is. That's the biggest hindrance to economic development, is we fight too much. You know, I'm guilty of it myself. Look at just the first five questions here. I'm super passionate. We're all super passionate. You know, that's good. Probably in a town of 2,000 people in the middle of Iowa, they don't need to come out and, like this and talk about the future of the community. But we have to talk together. We have some big hurdles. It's really stupid of all six of us to be running for office right now, because the outlook is not really good. I think we're here mostly because Karen Garcia has written some great stories about government that's generated a lot of interest in government. and I want to shout out to Karen.
Thanks, Tom.
I agree with several of the things that were said, and I agree with Tom that we're our own worst enemy, and that's probably the biggest hindrance to anything moving forward in Haines. But where I disagree with them is that things are actually pretty good. And I do think things are good in Haines for a lot of us. And if you look at the survey done in 2011, something like 88% of the people in town said they like living here. They like the community, they like the people, they like the environment. I think one of the biggest hindrances to success in business has been, and personally in the community, is our inability to gracefully accept change. And I think that Haines, that the only history, the only constant in Haines is change. And right now we're in a big switch. We're changing from all of the 50, 60, 70 somethings, all the businesses on Main Street, the businesses around town, we're in a big change. And how we change is going to really be dependent on that next generation coming in. And I hope that I can represent them because I've got family in them. But I think change,
thank
change
you,
and clarity.
Well, it's 1 o'clock right on the dot. So that was all the questions that I had for everyone.
Why don't we give Paul a minute or so for a closing statement?
Sure, we could do that. How about a minute for a closing statement? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Tom.
On the day after I announced for office, I was walking down the street with a friend down Main Street, and there's Joe Poor's apple trees with big old apple on there. I mean, big by Haines standards, right? And I started thinking, you know, Joe went out by himself and planted all those apple trees, and some of them are going to be nice trees versus the one that we have at the museum. I mean, and I don't know. And I thought of Kyle Fossman, who's back in town, you know, who brought this town so much pride, and he's looking for something to do. You know, could we make him our recreation director? I'm thinking Chandler Kemp, one of the standout athletes, is back running with the cross country team. The young people are our future. We have to make it easy for families here. We have to make it easy for people to do the right things. Our nonprofits are trying to build this community. We have to gracefully, I think, encourage people that are doing and trying to do good things for our town. And that's what I would try to do in the assembly.
Thanks, Tom. Judy? Yeah.
Yes, I think no matter what your differences are, when you have that common goal, you can get things done. I mean, I work with someone that politically comes from a whole different thing, but we spend 8 hours together and we have a common goal for our kids and our community, and it works. We just need to figure out what our common goal is, and like Heather said, it is a lot of transition. We're getting out and the younger people are coming in, and they have a whole different work ethic, they have different expectations and different skills, so it'll be exciting. I would like to be a part of it and be able to help and just use my experience in Haines, and I do like numbers. I like the detail, and I'll find out whatever you need to know and do what I can.
I think the most important thing is that we follow the public process, that we don't shortcut things, that we get good things done, and that everything is open. When we were working on that small offenses, there was people there from all parts of the political spectrum, from as far left as you can possibly get, all the way the other way. And the one thing in common was they wanted to see it done right. Government needs to be fair and honest and open and do things right. And we don't need to push things through quickly for expediency. It still has to be done right, or we will continue to have this community that is very divided. And we have an issue coming up. It's a garbage issue. And if we try to push that through, or if it's tried to be pushed through without complete openness, we'll have the same problem with that.
Thanks, Leonard. Ben?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for coming. I want to tell you something, and this is really from my heart. you may not agree with the way I vote, but I want to give you my personal thoughts that when I do vote, I listen, I do my research, and I come to the assembly meetings prepared. There has been many times that I have walked in the door thinking one way, and I've changed my mind because I listened to the perspective coming from the audience. I am open-minded, and I'm fair, and I do listen to every one of you. The drawback is I rarely get any phone calls. And that's a shame, because I'm accessible to you. I'm representing you, and I want to continue to do that. I have... I'm done.
Thanks, Sam. Right.
I think change done the right way is going to be a good thing for Haynes. More jobs for the younger generation growing up. Raise their families, bring their families back to Haynes. They're talking about younger generation. I'm the younger generation. I'm trying to step up and get involved into this process and keep getting involved in this process. It's up to you people. And I think you people need to vote to get the vote on more projects for sure. And put your opinion in where it is needed now. You know, now for the last Harbor meeting, Brad said, well, now everybody can step forward and bring their ideas for what kind of parking lot, what they want to do to the parking lot at the Bow Harbor. And the project's going to move forward.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
I would appreciate your vote. I think someone asked me the other day, well, you don't have time to be on the assembly, you're doing all this other stuff, and I actually don't have time not to be at this point. I have such a vested interest in Haynes, having lived here a long time with children here and now grandchildren. And when this election was advertised, a lot of the younger people said they can't run for the assembly because it takes too much time. They were given a 13-page booklet to say what you have to do if you sit up here. And I hope that I can be on it for 3 years and we can get it back down to a manageable time for meetings, a manageable size of the packets. And that we can be more responsive to citizens by saying yes more and thank you more and listening more and maybe talking less.
Thanks, Heather. Okay, well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming. I think we had a great chance to get to know everybody better, and thank all of you.